Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 14 regarding Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Miguel Hernandez is a 50-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-10-20, appeared his trailer was parked, and he was tightening the straps on it, appeared another trailer jackknifed and went under his truck. Period, this caused him to be jolted, striking his left shoulder and head. Period, he did go to virtual hospital emergency room afterwards, believing he injured his shoulder, neck, arm, and back. Period, he had further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of torn ligaments in his shoulder. Period, he did not undergo an MRI of the shoulder, but did undergo x-rays on it. Period, he did not undergo surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph, per the medical record supplied, he was seen at Cooper Hospital on 10-13-20, where he underwent x-rays of the neck due to pain radiating down the left side. Period, it was mild disc space narrowing with anterior osteophyte formation at C5-6 and C6-7. Period, the neural foramina were widely patent. Period, there was no fracture or dislocation identified. Period, in paragraph 11-2-20, he was seen at WorkNet in follow-up approximately 3 months since his injury. Period, they noted the cervical spine x-rays. Period, he had not yet started physical therapy as instructed since his mother passed away the previous week. Period, he was continuing on full work status and doing fairly well with that. Period, he was assessed with cervical sprain for which physical therapy was ordered. Period, he continued to see WorkNet over the next several weeks, running through 1-14-21. Period, at that juncture, he had attended 2 weeks of physical therapy. Period, his cervical sprain was thought to be resolving, but he had a left shoulder sprain to rule out labrum tear or rotator cuff injury. Period, he was then referred for an MR arthrogram of the left shoulder. Period, the paragraph he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 2-11-11. Period, he noted Mr. Hernandez was part climbing into his truck when a tractor-trailer jackknifed and struck his vehicle. Period, his head hit the frame of the vehicle and his left shoulder was struck by the door. Period, he had no loss of consciousness. Period, he did not immediately seek medical attention. Period, the next day he went to Jefferson Hospital in Stratford, where x-rays of his neck and left shoulder were done. Period, he noted the treatment to date and that an MRI was scheduled to be performed the following day. Period, Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed mild cervical sprain with left shoulder impingement and sprain of his AC joint. Period, they discussed various treatment options and indications for further diagnostic testing. Period, on 2-25-21, he saw Dr. Lipschultz again. Period, there was no description of MRI results. Period, at that time, he was asymptomatic and doing extremely well. Period, he had full range motion of the shoulder with 5/5 strength. Period, he was discharged from care to follow up as needed and continue working full duty. Period, physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, extremities upper, normal, shoulders, normal, extremities lower. He wore tight jeans that he kept on throughout the evaluation. Period, therefore, inspection and proximal inspection and pinprick testing could not be performed. Period, the rest is normal, cervical, normal, thoracic. He was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Lumbosacral, he He was tender at the far lateral paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Compared to the rest of that section as normal. Impressions on 7-10-20, Miguel Hernandez was injured when a tractor trailer struck the one he was putting straps on. Period. He reportedly was seen at Jefferson Hospital emergency room. X-rays of his neck and shoulder were performed. Period. He belatedly came into the care of WorkNet on 11-2-20. Period. They diagnosed him with a cervical sprain and initiated him on physical therapy. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks but remained symptomatic. Period. An MR arthrogram of the shoulder was ordered but not completed. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz on 2-11-21. Period. By 2-25-21, Mr. Hernandez was asymptomatic and had a normal exam. Period. The current clinical exam is also quite benign. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left shoulder, head, or neck. Period. End.